You're welcome to the first of Highland Radio News special pre-election debates. Today we're focusing on Donegal South West. We'll be hearing from four of the candidates contesting the general election in that constituency. Our guests today are Labour Councillor Frank McBrearty, Fine Gael Deputy Dilly McGinley, Fianna Fáil Senator Breena O'Donnell and Independent Anne Sweeney. We're just awaiting the arrival of Deputy McGinley. And we're going to begin by offering each of the candidates the chance to introduce themselves for a minute or so, just to ease us into the debate, and then we'll get down to the brass tacks. So can I begin in alphabetical order by inviting you, Councillor Frank McBrearty, to introduce yourself and your priorities?
I hope that the people of Donegal South West would vote for me, because I can be a strong voice in the next government. If I'm elected to the Dáil, I will be pushing for special funding to address the problems we have in Donegal. We need to fix what's broken, and we must start by investing in our infrastructure, upgrading our water and sewage system, fixing our roads, and rolling out 21st century broadband services for every citizen in the county. If we do this, we can create jobs and that are needed to put us on the road back to recovery. For every person that taken off the live register, we can make a saving of €20,000. And when in employment, that person is putting money back into the local economy, thus creating more jobs. I want to ensure that the farmers get the best deal possible at the negotiating table, as they are one of the strongest industries. I want to make sure that the fishermen have the right to earn a proper living. Our health care system is not working at present, and I would be pushing for a centre of excellence for cancer care to be established in the North West. Letterkenny Hospital needs to be upgraded to regional status in order for it to be given regional status funding. I will work to protect the most vulnerable in our society, including the sick, the elderly, carers and our youth, to make sure that no frontline services to these areas are targeted. I will work to ensure that our children can avail from a proper education at all levels, and that we have the appropriate levels of special need teachers.
Thank you indeed, Councillor Senator Breena O'Donnell.
Thank you. My priorities in this election is about jobs and about getting people back to work, about providing opportunities for young people in this county to gain meaningful employment on a long-term basis. That will be my particular focus if elected to Dáil Éireann. Political reform is central to what I view the new politics and the new era of politics to be all about. We need to reform the way politics is conducted in this country, not by reforming one aspect of politics, but by reforming the entire political system, both locally at council level and indeed nationally, and I want to ensure that in this county that the farming and the fishing industry is protected, and that the investment into both those sectors continues, but that some of the red tape and the burden on both sectors is greatly reduced. I believe that if elected to Dáil Éireann as a young TD, current senator, my Senate term will end along with the general election. I believe that if I'm elected, I will service this constituency, every corner and every crossroads in the constituency, by working hard for the ordinary man and woman in this constituency and by representing them in Dublin. It would be an honour and a privilege for me to serve the people of Donegal South West and Dáil Éireann. We have many challenges facing us in the constituency, Donal, both at a local level and indeed the national bigger picture. We have to bring about the reforms so that the system works better for the ordinary person on the street. That's
Thank
what I want
indeed.
To do.
And Anne Sweeney?
Donal. Good afternoon, Donegal South West. Well, as you know, some years ago I set up the New Ireland Party, and the idea of the New Ireland Party would be that we would have a collection of independents that would come together to do away with this party political debate that is adversarial and continuously means that decisions are not taken. What we need is a group of independents who will make their decisions on issue-based politics as opposed to party politics. We have seen lots of very good local politicians, Brian included, and when he comes to your door, you can discuss everything in a perfectly reasonable manner, but unfortunately when he goes to Dáil Éireann or to the hierarchy, the decisions are then decided by the party whip. I would like to see the party whip system completely done away with, in order that local people at a local level can be ensured that the decisions that they want taken are reflected in the Dáil. My biggest concern for business people and employed people in Donegal is that there is a very serious lack of funds, and we talk about renegotiating the bailout. The bailout is not going to be renegotiated. The funds are going to be the funds, and there will be tinkering around the edges. But the cuts are going to be made.
And we'll certainly get back to those points you're raising. Finally, glad to say we have been joined now by Deputy Tina McGinley. Deputy, you're welcome. And we're just affording each of the candidates a minute just to outline their own personal priorities before we go further. So could we have your own opening submission, please?
Well, I suppose my first priority, though, at this stage is to try and get re-elected next Friday week in the election, and to be a member of the next Dáil. We're in very difficult times economically in this county and throughout the country. It looks as if there's going to be a change of a government in this country, and I would certainly like to be on the government side for the coming years. I have been a TD for a long number of years. Unfortunately, I spent about 24 of my years in Dublin as a member of the opposition, and it was a tremendous challenge to me to have a term in government where you're in a position to deliver to the county. And we have so much to do in this county, starting off with jobs, 22,000 people unemployed, the highest in the country per capita, some of the worst infrastructure, improvements in communications, health services, education, and so on. And that would be my priority. I know when you're in opposition in the Dáil, you can highlight these things, you can talk about them and ask questions, put down motions, but at the end of the day, it's on the government side of the House that you can deliver. And I would look upon that as a great challenge and a great opportunity for me at this stage.
And you're very welcome back to this, the first in our special pre-election debates here on Highland Radio News. Today we have the first of our debates looking at the Donegal South West constituency, joined in studio by Councillor Frank McBrearty, by Deputy Dina McGinley, by Senator Breen O'Donnell and by Anne Sweeney. Just in case you're wondering why other candidates are not present, obviously because of the amount of candidates, we're splitting the debates over 2 days in each case. So on Friday, the remaining candidates in Donegal South West will be in studio, and tomorrow and on Thursday, the 11 Donegal North East candidates will be in studio. The selection of candidates was done by the random drawing of lots, just to confirm that that's what happened. I want to begin by going around the table to each of the candidates and put a point to you. We're at a situation where, because of the banking crisis and because of the debt that we have been saddled with, really in terms of what any incoming government does, there's going to be very little room for manoeuvre, and there's going to be very little opportunity for major innovations locally. Effectively, what's going to happen now for the next number of years is that all the focus is going to have to be on addressing the national situation, and really the nuts and bolts of local politics and local needs are going to have to play second fiddle. Can I begin with you, Dina McGinley, and just put that point to you? Is there still a relevance for local democracy going into this next government, or is everything going to be subsumed by the banking crisis?
Well, there's always room for local issues and local democracy, there's no doubt about that. And when we're going around door to door, you know, you get problems to do with infrastructure, with roads and whatever it is. So there is a local dimension to it. It's the nature of Irish politics. But the big one is, and the huge one is the national question and the national financial situation and the crisis we find ourselves in at the moment. And this is what's causing a lot of uneasiness, a lot of concern, lack of confidence out there. People just do not know what is going to happen. What does the future hold for themselves? What does the future hold for their families? And it's going to be the big issue facing the next government, whoever is in the next government, how to address this huge problem, where we're no longer dealing with hundreds of millions or billions, but hundreds of billions, astronomical figures. And we all have our own policies and our own approaches to that. But there's one thing, I think there's general consensus now, certainly our party, that we just will not have the ability of addressing this problem on our own. We'll have to depend on others. We might even have to go to the United States. I see where our people now are thinking of going to the National Reserve and getting some help from the United States. Our leader Enda Kenny was in Europe yesterday and met probably the foremost politician in Europe now, Merkel, the Chancellor, the German Chancellor. So, but we are of the opinion that we cannot continue to bail out banks, throwing good money after bad, billions that you will never ever see again. And secondly, I believe that there is room for renegotiation. It might be the reduction of the interest rate from 5.8%. Every 1% you reduce the interest rate, you save 700 million. And I must say that at European level, we are fortunate that 13 of the European heads of government would be members of the Christian Democrat Party. Enda Kenny is the vice president of that party, so he has a welcome for him in most of the chanceries of Europe, and he did avail of that opportunity. So when there is a new government, and if we happen to be in that government, at least we have friends and openings in Europe, and hopefully a bit of sympathy that will look more favourable or sympathetically at the position we find ourselves in.
Frank McMurtry, it is very feasible that your party will be in government with Dean McGinley's party, and if elected, you will have to work as part of a wider Labour Fine Gael government. That is a very foreseeable situation. In terms of what Deputy McGinley is saying, are you really, if elected, just along for the ride to address the national issue, or can you really take effective measures to address the sort of local issues you're talking about?
Well, the national issue is the most important issue, because we have to address the jobs crisis that we have in the country. We have to address the unemployment issue, and the only way to do that is to create jobs. But the national issue affects the local issues. I mean, in Donegal, and Donegal South West particularly, especially the Fin Valley, where I represent as a local councillor, the infrastructure is inadequate. We have problems with water, sewage, we have severe problems with roads, and we have a problem with broadband. Other areas of the county have been rolled out first for broadband, and until we address those issues of infrastructure, we won't be able to create jobs in Donegal South West and other parts of the county. And the issue here is that I agree with a lot of what Dinny has said. We have to address the IMF, ECB deal. We have to try and negotiate and bring down the interest rate of that deal. The Labour Party wants to renegotiate it and bring it down to 3%, and I think that that's the appropriate thing to do in the next government. But at this stage, nobody knows what the next government is going to be, because I feel myself that it's a very open race. It's a different atmosphere to the by-election. More than likely, the polls are indicating that Fine Gael are going to be leading the next government, and you have to go by what the polls are telling us, but I don't fully 100% agree with the polls. But the issue here is that we have to get credit flowing, and we have to do that at national level. The local banks here in Donegal are not borrowing to local businesses. I mean, we have a problem with commercial rates. Our rates in Donegal are too high, because we have a different problem than other parts of the country. We have a problem with the economy on the border, which is severely affects our local economy here in Donegal, when the interest rates of the sterling and the euro, when one's high, the other's low, and the other's high, the other's low. And the issue here is there that the local businesses can't compete with Northern Ireland.
Can I bring Anne Sweeney on this one? Because, Anne, you are a business person. You work in business in Donegal at the coalface. If anyone at this table understands what business people go through on a day-to-day basis, it's you. What can you offer in that context?
Well, first of all, I'd like to go back to the original question, was in relation to what difference can local politics and local decision make, and how can it affect the national issue. It is critical that local people get involved in what government is formed, because it's incredible to hear Dinny McGinley saying that we're now going to borrow more money from America. What that is reflecting is that there is
interest free, Anne.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's interest free or not. The situation is, the only solution that seems to be to the issue that we're facing is borrow, borrow, borrow. But let's not forget that we are borrowing to pay off private bankers. There's two issues. There's the state borrowing that the state needs, and undoubtedly the state costs are far too high. If we look at the cost of doing business here in the south of Ireland, which brings us back to the question, it is far more expensive than it is to do the same business in the north. Take rates, for example. We have a situation where we're paying exorbitant rates in return for nothing. There is no infrastructure, there is no lighting, there is no footpaths, there is no parks, there is no walkways. So what I'm saying is that the whole situation of local politics needs to be reviewed. The funding that's coming into our local councils needs to be monitored, and it needs to be controlled by local people, so that there is local democracy and it's not funding from central government that we are beholden to some political party for deciding how much of it we get. We have got to take control of the whole situation ourselves, and we've got to find a way of getting more money to run our economy and to start running our economy within the money that we have got. Now, I am saying that there are assets in the country that have been squandered. People do not believe that we have loads of gas and oil. If the gas and oil revenue was to be taxed the way it is in all of the other countries that have it, we would be able to ensure that our services were maintained. At present, Norway is running its health service on the back of oil funding and on oil revenues. Everywhere else, it's 68% tax that you pay on this asset that any foreign business is actually bringing in for themselves. We actually have a situation where we have given them a 25-year tax break, which means that effectively the oil companies that are in control of our gas and oil reserves, which actually amount to 600 billion, way in excess of anything that we owe to any banks in Europe, is an asset that we are not using.
Rina Donal, as a member of Fianna Fáil, is this the legacy of your party? Is this effectively the legacy that you have to run on in this election?
Well, I suppose if you look at the wider picture, the shortfall in taxation that's coming into the Exchequer, that's why we have to borrow for the sovereign situation to run the services that are crucial to the country. There was 250,000 people employed in the construction sector during the boom. Those people lost their jobs. Many of those were self-employed and they're now struggling, and that's an issue which has to be dealt with. But if you look at the we're borrowing 38% of all public expenditure this year from the EU IMF deal, about €19 billion, at a rate of 5.7%, which is a rate which is about three or four percentage points better than what we could borrow on the bond market. That's essential to the provision of services in the country. We have to, and I would agree with Anne on this point, we have to get our house in order. How can we do that? Well, we can do that by supporting existing jobs and by creating new jobs. There's currently 1.85 million people working in this country. 700,000 of those people are working in small enterprises. And the big issue, and I'd agree with Anne on this, particularly in this constituency, is the red tape and the burden that's on businesses, and particularly the commercial rates end of things. And I have lobbied in the Shannon to look at a total overhaul of the way commercial rates is charged on businesses. It goes back to the Valuation Act of 2001, where businesses are valued on a square footage basis. And I believe that we need to change that and have a commercial rate paid by businesses on the basis of their turnover rather than the square footage of their premises.
Well,
that would be fairer.
To you. You raised this in the show just a matter of months ago, even weeks. Yeah. The answer given to you was that there is no alternative funding available for local authorities. So certainly as far as the outgoing government was concerned, cutting commercial rates wasn't a runner because the government was putting nothing in place to replace them.
Yes, you see, and that takes us on to the next picture of local government reform, because the local government, their income, 29% of local government income comes from the commercial rates. Therefore, if you're to cut the commercial rates, for example, on Donegal County Council, there's going to have to be an alternative source of funding available to the council. And that's where we have to try and get people back working to reduce the dependency on social welfare, to bring tax receipts into the country through taxation with people working. And how do we do that? Well, there are a number of steps that we need to do. First of all, the 12.5% corporation tax has to be maintained. We have to fight to ensure that that is maintained. Secondly, Fianna Fáil have launched a plan on trade, tourism and investment, which would create 300,000 jobs over the next 5 years. While other parties are talking about 100,000 jobs, the 100,000 jobs over the next 4 or 5 years would only in fact reduce the unemployment rate from 439,000 people at the end of January to 339,000 people. It would only reduce the national unemployment rate from 13.4 down to 10.34%. I think we have to go further than that. We really have to get people back working. And even if you take Donegal as an example, Donal, and I said it at a public meeting in Ardra 10 days ago, we have to support local businesses, and we have to look at adding value to products that are coming in.
I'm going to go back to Frank McBrady and done on this. Yeah.
Added value fixed processing.
Take Dinny in here first. I'll go straight back to you then, and then you want.
I would just like to say that the solution
to our economic problems. We're not going to tax ourselves out of where we are at the moment. We'll have to work ourselves out of it. And we just cannot continue to have 450,000 people unemployed in this country. There must be a massive stimulus into the economy to get people working. And our plan is jobs, jobs, jobs. And we're going to and a 7 billion stimulus package during the term of government will create 100,000 jobs in this country in infrastructure, in energy, in communications, and so on. And the second point I want to make, that the engine for the recovery is going to be small businesses that have been hammered and crucified. I meet them every day in the canvas, people, small shopkeepers, small services, who are just deciding, will we hold on for another week or another month to see what is going to happen? And we'll have to give them support. And one of the proposals we have, I'm sure other parties would have similar proposals, is here in border areas where we have competing with Northern Ireland, to reduce the rate of VAT from 13.5% to 12%, that we give a boost to shopkeepers and retailers and so in border areas. So we have...
Well, Donald, I can't agree with Breena Donald's synopsis on this. The issue here is the commercial rates. Their party has been in government for the last 14 years, and I'm from the business community. My father has been in the business community for almost 40 years, and this government has not addressed the issue of the needs of Donegal. And Denny's right, we need a national policy of a stimulus package that's going to help the whole country. But Donegal needs a special stimulus package to deal with the infrastructure problems. And we also need the next government to address the problem that businesses are having with rates and water rates, because it's putting businesses out of business, it's stopping businesses from retaining the jobs that are there. And the argument that Breena Donald, on behalf of his party, it doesn't stand up. They are responsible. I want to know why the people in Ardra lost their jobs. They lost their jobs because of the Fianna Fáil policies. They lost their
totally
jobs.
Totally not true.
They lost their jobs because the businesses can't sustain the production because of roads, infrastructure. You can't get into Donegal, you can't get out of Donegal, and you wouldn't believe this, 80% of the people that I have canvassed in Donegal have complained about the roads. They've complained about their cars being damaged, they've complained about they can't get to their work, anybody who's got a job. And the bottom line is, Donegal needs a special stimulus package to address the problems that we have in infrastructure. And then if we don't address the infrastructure problems that are in this county, such as rates and the water problems and the roads and everything else, we won't be able to create the jobs. We don't have a proper broadband system
in
this country.
Breena Donald, can I just put it to you what Frank is saying there, on the face of it, is a very, very reasonable point. Businesses are not going to come to Donegal South West because they look at the infrastructure and they think to themselves, we can do better than this.
Well, I want to deal with the specific point Frank made about Gallagher's Bakery in Ardra, which is totally infactual, not correct. As a board member of Udras na Gaeltacht, Udras approved a package upwards on €1 million to that particular company. The reason that they withdrew the jobs from Ardra was a cold and calculated commercial decision by that company. Nothing to do with investment, nothing to do with roads. And I have been liaising with senior officials within Udras na Gaeltacht and with my colleague Pat the Cope Gallagher to ensure that at least the fresh end of the business is kept in Ardra with the creation of up to 50 jobs. Now, what we need to do, the Labour Party at a national level are talking about a stimulus package. A stimulus package without getting the fundamentals right and without being able to agree with Europe that the first, Labour's talking about a renegotiation of the EU AMF fund, which is totally off the wall. It won't actually happen.
But hasn't Brian Lennon already done some renegotiation on this?
We have to get the fundamentals. We have to get the fundamentals right. And what has to happen? Labour and Fine Gael are talking about 100,000 jobs. 100,000 jobs will only reduce the unemployment rate from 13.5% down to 10.5%. We're looking at 300,000 jobs because we believe every Irish citizen should have a job here in this country and shouldn't have to emigrate. If you're only going to create 100,000 jobs, that's 20,000 jobs per year over the next 5 years.
But
you're basically saying
100,000 jobs is 100,000 300,000 more than were created last year and the year before.
Well, jobs are the difficulty, Donald, is jobs are being continued to be created, but unfortunately we're also losing jobs. So there's two elements of the page.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank.
Yeah, and I've actually done something about that, Frank. Whereas we can talk and give out. I've organised with other officials the promise that I made at the meeting in Ardra to host a public.
Thank you very much indeed. Without interruption.
I'm more interested, Donald, in trying to solve the problems rather than have political bickering, because that's not going to help the poor people out there that have lost their jobs or that are depending, maybe the self-employed person that can't get social welfare because of the wrong conditions that are there at the moment. I think what we have to do, and we have to be politically mature about this as well, the new Dáil needs to put politics aside for a moment. And if I'm elected to the Dáil, if I'm in opposition, and if Frank's party and Dinny's party are in government, I will not criticise any steps that they are taking that would help turn around this country, because we have to be mature, we have to represent our people, all of the people, irrespective of who they vote for, with distinction and with pride.
And we have to solve the problems. I want to come back to Anne now. Anne, as someone who wants to be independent, as someone who wants to bring in a completely new model into the Dáil, you've heard what the established parties have to say.
What's
your alternative?
And the more I hear, the more frightened I get. First of all, Brian raised a figure of 19 billion that we are borrowing every day. Every year, in order for to pay nurses and doctors and state requirements. There is no mention of the astronomical sums that have been levied on people to pay the bank borrowings, which is far, far in excess of that. Now, I want to see the state requirements separated from the bank debt. Mm. I think it's critical that we do that. And the other thing is, when you say, what difference am I going to make in terms of my vision for the future? I believe that we need a group of independents in the Dáil, because we've had all of these parties in all down the years. There has been no change. Commercial rates have been kept. Rates on houses have gone. There is no reform of local government that means that we can have proper services at local level. And what I would like to see is a national government made up of independents and the best from all the politicians that are there, to set aside party politics for at least 5 years so that we can get ourselves out of the mess that we are in. And I'm saying it is possible. It is possible so long as we don't continue this notion of being beholden to Europe and being beholden to the international banking sector. International banking is just that. Of course we need a banking sector. We need a bank. We need to strengthen the credit union movement. But we could have had several banks for the money that has been pumped into bailing out Anglo-Irish. Anybody whose face was in the Dáil during that decision-making time, in my opinion, has no business to be there. And we at the coalface are paying the price of it every day.
Thanks very much indeed.